It's no longer a problem for the all-male Jewish choir named Hasidic Kapella to perform in its hometown of Moscow. After all, Jewish music and culture are no longer forbidden in the Russian capital. That wasn't always the case, though. But even when it was dangerous, the group's leader sang the Jewish repertoire anyway. Daniel Rosenberg has our story.
Moscow's male Jewish choir, Hasidic Kapella, is busy rehearsing for their annual Hanukkah concert at Manezh Square, just outside the Kremlin. The group specializes in both Jewish liturgical music and Yiddish folk songs. Its leader is Alexander Tsalyuk. His family managed to secretly observe Jewish holidays throughout the entire Soviet era. Tsalyuk described how he celebrated holidays like Passover and Hanukkah with his grandfather.
Because it was forbidden, he invited the whole family. We closed the curtains. We put our telephone into the toilet and opened the water, because we knew that telephone is listening by KGB.
Indeed, Tsalyuk's grandfather Leib was arrested in 1952 when the KGB learned of his religious practices and was released the following year after Stalin's death. In 1989, when American Jewish institutions began funding cultural organizations in the Soviet Union, Leib encouraged his grandson, Alexander, to launch a Jewish choir. That year, Alexander Tsalyuk met Mikhail Gorbachev.
In 1989, when Gorbachev gave a permission to reestablish choir and the community itself, he also gave a permission to go to the archive of KGB and see arrested materials. We came to the Lenin Library, and they opened for us a basement of Lenin Library. It was deeply underground, very near Kremlin. And the KGB guy brought several boxes full of dust.
For Tsalyuk, this was a gold mine. Sealed dusty boxes that hadn't been opened since the 1930s, full of religious texts, folk songs, and even scores for Jewish choirs that had existed in Russia before the communist revolution.
It was like hidden and lost slice of culture. It was like Egypt pyramids, you know.
Tsalyuk then bribed the guard with a carton of Marlboro cigarettes to allow the group to mimeograph these precious materials. Today, the songs from the Soviet vaults and the ones that Alexander Tsalyuk's grandfather risked arrest to preserve are part of the repertoire for the Hasidic Kapella Hanukkah concert. For the world, I'm Dan Rosenberg in Moscow.
You can check out video clips of Hasidic Kapella at theworld.org. This is PRI, Public Radio International.